In a letter dated June 2, 1875, Corby announced that he had found his peaceful haven.
I have now rented Bonport.
It was in this very house that Courbet died from dropsy at the age of 58 on New Year's Eve 1877. Writing to Camille Lemonnier the same day, Paul Collin said this: As you know from the papers, Courbet lived in a large house called Bonport in La Tour de Paix, in the suburbs of Vevey. The house had several rooms on the ground floor. Courbet had installed his studio and art gallery on the first floor. He had very little furniture. The master kept only the barest minimum around him. Courbet lived without servants at Bonport. His life was almost rustic. He was very simple, showing a lot of consideration for those he entertained at his home. Once, he even went so far as to polish the boots of a friend who was staying with him. Collin also described the painter's favourite leisure activity. There was one thing that Courbet could not get out of his mind, bathing in the lake that lay beneath his windows.
Oh,
he said,
if only I could stretch out in the waters of the lake, I would be saved.
As he said it, his eyes were filled with indescribable melancholy. He turned towards the section of sky that could be seen through the window panes, and seemed to be daydreaming. When he came to himself, he talked to me about how much he loved water, and the lake in particular.
Just imagine, dear doctor, when I was in there, I'd stay for hours, floating on my back, looking up at the sky. In water, I'm in my element.
This love of bathing overtook him at all hours of the day or night, in the most improbable places and in all states of undress. Back in 1874, Officer Boulinat had written a report on these misdemeanours and the accompanying insults. Courbet had his own particular views on the escapade.
The authorities of La Tour de Paix and the police officers are nothing more than a bunch of cretins and rascals,